mistake, an offense on the part of his representative. So if you're representing somebody, don't make mistakes, because it goes to the person who you're representing. And when Krishna went and found Nanda Maharaj, two things. Nanda saw the opulence of heaven, and Nanda saw Varuna, one of the most elevated amongst the demigods, worshiping his son with his associates. And then Varuna gave Nanda Maharaj back to Krishna to take back to Vrindavan. They went back. They broke the Dwadasi in the proper time. And then the elder cowherd men started speculating. Who is he? And they reached a conclusion, well, this was right after the Govardhan Leela, and for sure he's not an ordinary person. He's the personality of Godhead, at least for a flash, they considered like that. The curtain closed, they forgot all of that. So maybe he will show us what our next destination will be. Maybe he'll show us that he'll take us to the spiritual world, to his eternal abode. They use these two terms in their speculations, Brahman and Vaikuntha. Brahman and Vaikuntha. Because their picture is Narayan is supreme and the abode of Narayan is Vaikuntha, so maybe he'll show us Vaikuntha. And they didn't say anything to Krishna, but Krishna, being omniscient, he knew, and he considered. They've given everything to me, let me reciprocate with them, I'll show them. So there's different details, apparently different yuga cycles and different details because of different yuga cycles, but on an auspicious morning, they went to take their bath in the river Jamuna, Krishna went with them. And when they immersed themselves in the Jamuna, same place where Akrura had his vision of Vaikuntha, when Krishna immersed them, they saw Brahman, specifically the language is Brahmajyoti. And then he lifted them up, and then they saw the place of Krishna's eternal pastimes, Goloka, in the spiritual world. And much to their astonishment, they saw themselves in the spiritual world. They didn't see other associates, just themselves. Just themselves. With Krishna. And they saw the personified Vedas offering prayers. And they were astonished and happy. And then the vision closed, and they forgot everything. Yogamaya covered them. They forgot everything. So that's the topic, and we're going to read now some commentaries. We've been doing this same verse for several days, and there's lots of commentary because it's really an important topic in many, many ways. So here's Jiva Goswami's Krama Sandarbha commentary. Krama Sandarbha is one of his three commentaries on the Bhagavatam. Krama Sandarbha, compliments of Bhanu Swami who translated it, is a verse by verse, like Prabhupada's Bhagavatam commentary. Not every single verse, like Prabhupada doesn't comment on every single verse, but Jiva Goswami, for the most part, comments, and this is an important text. So, here we go. Krishna brought the cowherd men to Brahma Hrada. Hrada means lake. Brahma, Hrada, made them enter the water and then lifted them up from it. When Akura saw Vaikuntha previously, the cowherd men saw Goloka. And here's his commentary. Giving details, what they saw is now described. He brought them to that place which is beyond Prakriti, or Brahman, and difficult to enter, like a lake, Radham. He immersed them in it, by his power he made them inquire about this condition, and they attained realization of that state, Brahman realization. He then pulled them out, surpassing the initial general manifestation of spirituality, Brahman. They then saw the place of Parabrahman in human form, Brahmana Lokam, the place that's Goloka, since they were qualified for the manifestation of his special form revealed through his Swarup Shakti. They saw this directly with their eyes. This was something never experienced before. In this manifestation, Akura also saw or praised Vaikuntha Loka. And then next is Jiva Goswami's referring to this verse in the pastime in his Krishna Sandarbha. Jiva Goswami, of his three commentaries, one was Krama Sandarbha, verse by verse, and then another was just the 10th canto commentary with like big purports, very detailed. And the third was the Sandarbhas, and keeping it really simple because of time. The Sandarbhas are topic by topic. And the three main topics, Sambandha, Abhideya, Prayojana, you're familiar with those terms, right? Okay, so the first four deal with Sambandha. Actually, the first one deals with Tattva. Kind of like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, like many great acharyas, had a system where he repeatedly, maybe 50 times, spoke about the teachings of Lord Chaitanya according to a certain system. Like we're familiar with Bhagavad Gita, in the introduction, we hear Baladev's five main truths in Bhagavad Gita, right? We're familiar. Okay, so, and similarly, Madhvacharya, Dvaitavad, everything was, you know, Pancha Veda, five differences. So his teachings were over and 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 over. Baladev had his theme. Bhaktivinoda had his theme. There's 10 teachings of Lord Chaitanya. The Sanskrit word is dasa, means 10. Mula means root. Dasa Mula Tattva. It's Bhaktivinoda Thakur's term. He wrote many books, 100 books, and over half of those books he makes reference to Dasamula Tattva. You're familiar with, on the same year as Prabhupada's birth, 1896, he sent a book in English to libraries around the world, The Life and Precepts of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You're familiar? Yes, no, not so sure. Okay. 1896, in English, out of his own pocket, he wrote in a little skinny book. I've seen a copy of, you know, the kind of worm-eaten, because the paper was really simple, but offset press had just kind of begun. And so he used the Offset Press publisher, a really skinny book, paperback thing, sent to universities with the idea that at least the educated people of the world should know who was Lord Chaitanya and what are his teachings. That was his heart. He passed it on to Bhaktisiddhanta, passed it on to Prabhupada, and here we are. So the life is Chaitanya Charitamrita summarized, and the teachings is Dasamavatattva. It was the theme. So the first of the ten is truth. It's called, the Sanskrit term is pramana, the means of knowing something. Pramana, the means of, or proof. So the Vedas are the proof. That's the first one. And then there's nine things that the Vedas teach in Sambandha, Abhideya, Prayojana. The bulk of them is Sambandha, of the other nine. And then Abhideya, we all know that, devotional service and Prayojana is love of God. So that's Lord Chaitanya's teachings, and that's what the Vedas teach. And Jiva Goswami followed the same system in his Sandarbhas. The first is Tattva Sandarbha, which establishes in a very rigorous manner the Bhagavatam is the best pramana, without the details. It's a whole publication. Tattva Sandarbha, followed by three others that are Sambandha. And the three others that are Sambandha are Paramatma Sandarbha, Bhagavat Sandarbha, and this one, Krishna Sandarbha, in sequence, without explaining why that sequence, but it's very logical. And then comes after Sambandha comes Abhideya, right? So that's Bhakti Sandarbha. It's the biggest one. Very detailed. Whew. And then the final one, rather than calling it prema, he calls it priti. He liked that word. But it means the same. Priti Sandarbha. So here's the six. Oops, you go this way. Tattva Sandarbha, Paramatma Sandarbha, Bhagavat Sandarbha, Krishna Sandarbha, that's four. Bhakti Sandarbha, Priti Sandarbha, six. Sat Sandarbhas. So this is Krishna Sandarbha, which is expanding on 1328, which is Ete Changsa Kala Pungsa, Krishna's two Bhagavan Swayam. That's Krishna's the source of everything. The avatars and anything, everything. Krishna is the absolute truth. That's the verse that Krishna Sandarbha focuses on, and it expands that verse in so many ways. So here we go. Krishna Sandarbha 106. The following statements of Harivamsa should be explained. Indra says, quote, above the heavenly planets is Brahmaloka, Vaikuntha-loka, because Brahmaloka can mean the boat of Brahma, and it can mean Vaikuntha, because it's in the Brahman realm. Above the heavenly planets is Brahmaloka, Vaikuntha-loka, Vaikuntha, worshipped by the Vedas, by the sages, and Garuda, and by others. It is the goal of Shiva, of the liberated souls and the devotees. Above this, there's the planet of cows. Guess what that one is? Goloka. Protected by the perfected devotees. Protected. There's a, in the universal form, that's this realm, there's Digpals. Pala means protection. Digpala is those that protect. There are personalities that give protection to the universe or the universal form, and they have a residence. The Digpala's residence is on top of Mount Sumeru. it's Mount Sumeru. It's a golden mountain that's upside down. That is the big part is at the top and the skinny part is at the bottom. And it's 100,000 yojanas tall. 20,000 of those yojanas go below Bhumandala, and 80,000 yojanas times 8 is miles. It's a pretty tall mountain. And on top of, so it's the axis, so to speak, of Bhumandala. And on top is Brahma has a separate, he has a number of places where he resides, like kind of like a summer home or something. And so it's on top of Mount Sumeru, in the middle. And then there's 8 digpals, the abodes of the protectors of the universe, not just this earth planet, but the protectors of the universe. So as there's digpalas, protectors of this universe, this Harivamsa is saying there's protectors of the spiritual world. We're going to hear some more about it. Just to prepare you. Oh, Krishna, it is all-pervading. That's the Savoga, the Goloka. Great. Attained after realization of the Lord. Above that, what's above that? Is your abode full of great powers, Gokula, which I cannot understand. This is Indra speaking. In the context is Indra speaking in connection with the Govardhan Lila after he made his bobo. He's speaking to Krishna. Though I have asked Brahma, one can reach Swarga by control of the senses and mind and execution of pious acts. One can reach Vaikuntha by engaging in meditation on Vishnu. But it is very difficult to attain Goloka and the planet protected personally by you, Gokula, O hero, and which destroys the suffering of the cows and other inhabitants, is the residence of the determined and disciplined devotees, Harivamsa. When Garga Muni or Garga Rishi did the name-giving ceremony for Krishna, you know, after his birth with in a cow shed with Nanda and Balaram was there, he said, your son has appeared many times, different colors, that celebrated verse, and he will have powers like Narayan. He didn't say he was Narayan, didn't say he wasn't Narayan, just said he had powers like Narayan. And with those powers, he'll protect Braja. Right in this Harivamsa. There's protectors of universe, there's protectors of Goloka, and Krishna's the protector of Gokula. This language Gokula, as spoken here in Harivamsa, the distinction between the two is the eternal pastimes of Krishna, the spiritual world, Goloka. When he manifests those pastimes in this world, Gokula. And it expresses Gokula has a sweetness that surpasses the sweetness of Goloka. And we'll, let's see if we'll hear something about that just now. Now we're going to make, he is going to make some, Jiva Goswami is going to make some references to other scriptural texts. This is from Canto 2, Chapter 5, text number 42. It's a description of the Virat Rupa. Virat Rupa is discussed in the first chapter, Canto 2, then again in Chapter 5, Canto 2. It's an important topic, so it's covered extensively in Canto 5. So here's the translation, 2542. Earth and the lower planets are imagined to extend from the feet. Bhuvar Loka is at the navel. Swarga Loka is imagined to be the head. This is how others imagine the planets on the universal form. Commentary. According to this verse from Second Canto, from Swarga to Satyaloka, there are five planetary systems. Bhuvar, Swargaloka, Maharloka, Janaloka, Tapaloka, Brahmaloka. Seven upper, seven lower, right? Above that is Vaikuntha, or Brahmaloka, used interchangeably in this case from the verse. A spiritual planet, since it has a form of eternity, knowledge, and bliss. Brahmaloka sometimes means the Lord's planet, as in this verse, chapter 28. They saw the Lord's planet, Brahmaloka, where Akura had previously seen Vaikuntha. And then continuing with Canto 2, chapter 5, above this is the Lord's planet, which is eternal, universal form. So, yeah. Paragraph. This place is served by the Vedas, Goloka, as well as by sages like Narada and others like Garuda, having described the eternal residence. The qualification to go there is mentioned. It's the goal of Shiva, he who resides with Uma. That's the end. Now here's another Krishna Sandarbha commentary. On this particular verse, text 16, chapter 28, that thus Krishna led all the cowherd men, headed by Nanda Maharaj, to the lake where Akura was later to be shown the Vaikuntha planetary system. They took their bath immediately and saw the real nature of the Vaikuntha lokas. Now, specifically, Brahman aspect and Goloka aspect, or the opulence aspect, the Aishwarya aspect. And that's the end of the, it's been like 4 days worth of commentaries. We're going to go on to now text 17. And text 17 is the last verse of this chapter. So it says what they saw. Nanda Maharaj and the other cowherd men felt the greatest happiness when they saw that transcendental abode. They were especially amazed to see Krishna himself there, surrounded by the personified Vedas who were offering him prayers. Purport. Although the residents of Vrindavan considered themselves ordinary persons, Lord Krishna wanted them to know of their extraordinary good fortune. Thus, within a lake in the Jamuna River, the Lord showed them his personal abode. The cowherd men were amazed to see the kingdom of God had exactly the same spiritual atmosphere as their own earthly Vrindavan. And that, just as in their Vrindavan, Lord Krishna was personally present. In their unique vision, he was present as the Lord of the spiritual world. Paragraph. As Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur points out, these verses emphasize that Lord Krishna did not merely show the cowherd men a sample of Vaikuntha planet, but that he specifically revealed his Krishna Loka, the greatest of eternal abodes, and the natural home of the residents of Vrindavan who loved Krishna more than anyone else did. And now, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary. Seeing Mahavaikuntha, the cowherd men were filled with the highest bliss. This is because the experience of Vrindavan and Goloka of the spiritual realm of Vaikuntha was similar to the Vrindavan on earth. It was just like a millionaire who, having lost all his wealth, becomes full of bliss on finding some clue to the wealth. Paragraph. But then they began searching for Krishna with the lotus face covered with drops of perspiration, worshipable by millions of their life heirs. Seeing him, they were astonished to see him being praised by the meters of Vedas personified. Quote, where have these effulgent beings praising Krishna come from? They are unknown to us, but we cannot ask them who they are. Though seeing us, he does not show his boyish manners and come towards us. He does not embrace us with his two arms, and we are restrained from approaching him and taking him on our laps. Today, he has forgotten hunger and thirst. How can his mother live without feeding him? In this way, they were astonished. The emphasis in this particular section we just read is there's a sweetness in Gokula that what they saw in Goloka was absent. And they saw an opulence in Goloka that they've never seen in Gokula. That's the contrast of those two places. Paragraph. Yogamaya, sent by Lila Shakti, then brought them back to earthly Vrindavan. Like the curtain closed, forget it. Forget everything. Rupa Goswami has explained this fact in a verse in Stavamala. Stavamala is just a series of verses, not just he wrote, but different sources, acharyas and scriptures and so forth, glorifying Krishna. Some of them are his composition. Here's one from Stavamala. May you be protected by Mukunda, who, in order to teach the cowherd men that there is no place as sweet as earthly Vrindavan, showed them effortlessly by Kunta, and then brought them back to earthly Gokula. And Jiva Goswami's commentary. Nanda and the cowherds saw more than Akura and experienced greater bliss than Akura. Seeing the place of Krishna, which was related to them, they naturally experienced the highest bliss. They were astonished because he maintained by works like Gopaltapani Upanishad, that's the personified Vedas praising. Svagatim means the planet of Krishna. Svamgatim, uttered by Krishna, indicates the place related to the cowherd boy. Shukadev mentions Lokam Svam Gopanam. This clearly indicates Krishna's planet related to the cowherds. By mentioning Krishna directly, the verse indicates that this place is different from other Vaikunthas and establishes this place as the highest abode. Just as Brahma previously said, 2731, he will take the inhabitants of Braja, who will be busy serving Nanda and Krishna all day, and fall asleep exhausted at night to Vaikuntha Loka, to Gokula. If Brahma Radha in verse 16, that was, we just finished 16, this is now 17. If Brahma Radha in verse 16 refers to the name of Akura's place rather than the Brahman, during the day the people were engaged in serving him as described in Bhagavatam 10:14:35. That's Brahma's prayers after stealing the calves and cowherd boys. And at night, being tired during samadhi, when they seemed to be sleeping, he showed them Goloka. Alternatively, if Brahma Radha in verse 16 refers to submerging the cowherds in Brahman, during the day the cowherds would be engaged in various activities of searching for Nanda when he disappeared in the water. And at night, while they slept in exhaustion after submerging them in Brahman, and then he showed the people of Raja, or Gokula, the Vaikuntha, called Goloka. Then he goes on with his commentary. Brahma Samhita speaks this way. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchit Ananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. Krishna is the supreme controller. He is the enjoyer of innumerable consorts and the possessor of an eternal form of knowledge and bliss. Though he is without origin, he is the source of all other forms of God and is the cause of all causes. He is Govinda, the boy who cares for the cows. Then here's from text 2 of Brahma Samhita. This is before the prayers. Sahasra patram kamalam golokyakyam mahatpadam tatkarnikaram tadhama tad anantangsa sambhavam. Translation. The Dham of Krishna is called Gokula. Called Gokula is the supreme abode. It is the center of a lotus, Pericarpus, Bhaktisiddhanta's Pericarp, the center. That's what, like, Sumeru is the Pericarp of Bhumandal, the thing that sticks up in the middle. Huh? He's using the word pericarp. It's at the center of a lotus with 1,000 petals and is sustained by a portion of the spiritual energy of Baladeva called Ananta. Pericarp. I'll look it up. Statement. We'll do it later. Okay, then two more verses from Brahma Samhita. This is text 29. Chintamani prakara sarva sukalpa vriksha laksha pratesu suravira vipalayantam lakshmi sahasra shata sambrama sevyamanam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Translation, I worship the Supreme Lord Govinda, who affectionately tends the cows in stables whose walls are made of chintamani. Surrounded by desire trees, he is eagerly served by countless gopis. Then text 43. Goloka namni nijadamni talecha tasya devi mahesha haridama surteshu teshu te te prabhava nihayavi tascha yena govindamadi purusham namaham bhajami. I worship the Supreme Lord Govinda by whom respective powers are given to the abodes of Durga, Shiva, and Vishnu, which are situated below his own planet of Goloka. Then, text 37. Ananda chinmaya rasapati bhavitabhis Tabirya eva nijarupataya kaladihi Goloka eva nivisatya kilatmabhuto Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. I worship the Supreme Lord Govinda, who, though regarding all the inhabitants as his very self, resides in Goloka exclusively with the young gopis, who are embodiments of Madhura Rasa. He accepts them as his wives while they respond to his conjugal affection reciprocally. That's his interesting translation. Then the final celebrated one. Shriya Kanta Kanta Parama Purusha Kalpataravo Dhruma Bhumis Chintamani Ganamai Tayam Amritam Kataganam Natyam Ganamam Api Vangshi Priyasaki Chidanandam Jyoti Param Api Tad Asvajam Api Cha Sa Yatra Shirabhi Shravati Sarabhi Vyasya Sumahan Nimesha Dhyakyo Vavrajati Nahi Atrapi Samaya Vajay Shweta Dvipam Tamaham Iha Goloka Nityam Vidantaste Shanta Chiti Virala Jara Katipaye. Now his translation is different than Bhaktisiddhanta's, but here's his translation.
Is it Jiva Goswami?
Yeah. Now, Jiva Goswami wrote the commentary on Brahma Samhita, which was in Sanskrit. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur translated that into Bengali. Bhaktisiddhanta translated it into English. Jiva Goswami is the root, but here the translation is slightly different and it matches the particular point that he wants to make. It's, you know, Sanskrit perfect, but it's a particular point, so he's translating it the way that he's translating it. I worship this Goloka, where there are unlimited gopis and their beloved Krishna, the Supreme Form of God, where the trees and land fulfill all desires, where the water is the sweetest nectar, where the speaking is singing and the walking is dancing, where the flute is the best friend by announcing the joyful presence of Krishna everywhere, where the sun and moon shine with knowledge and bliss eternally in perfect form, revealing all things, and where all relative things are also knowledge and bliss. I worship Goloka, pure and uncontaminated, where extensive oceans of milk flow from the cows, where not even a moment of time passes, and which only a very few rare devotees wandering on this earth have realized. Skanda Purana. This is just like, what's Goloka? And what's Gokula? It's just, that's what he's doing. Skanda Purana says, in many forms I move on earth, in Brahmaloka, and the eternal Goloka. O Kaunteya, then Harivamsa. We read this, it's from a previous, but let's read it again. Above the heavenly planets is Brahmaloka Vaikunthaloka, worshipped by the Vedas, the sages, and Garuda and others. It is the goal of Shiva, of the liberated souls, and the devotees. Above this, there's the planet of cows, protected by the perfected devotees. Oh, Krishna, it is all-pervading and majestic, attained after realization of the Lord. Above that is your abode full of great powers, Gokula, which I cannot understand. This is Indra again. Though I've asked Brahma, One can reach Swarga by control of the senses and mind and execution of pious acts. One can reach Vaikuntha by engaging in meditation on Vishnu, but it is very difficult to attain Goloka. And the planet protected personally by you, Gokula, O hero, and which destroys the suffering of the cows and other inhabitants, and the residence of the determined and disciplined devotees, Harivamsa. The meaning is this. Svargat means all the planets from Swarga to Brahmaloka. For the second canto says what it says. We read that. Earth is the lower planets, etc. Above those planets, Urdhvam is the planet of the Supreme Brahman Bhagavan. Verse 16. That's the previous verse, one we're just now reading. Also said the cowherd saw the planet of Brahman, Goloka. As well, it is said, now this is back to Canto 2, Chapter 5, that Viragrupa explained. Janaloka is on the neck, Tapaloka is on the breast, and Satyaloka is on the head of that form, Viragrupa. Above this is the Lord's planet, which is eternal. Sridhar Swami explains that verse. Brahmaloka means Vaikuntha. Sanatanaha means eternal, not created within the material world. Brahmarshi Gana Sevata means Vaikuntha is served by the personified Vedas, such sages such as Narada, and associates or Gana like Garuda and Vishvaksena. Having spoken of the inhabitants of Vaikuntha, who is qualified to go there, is the next described. Tatra Soma Gatish means it is the goal of Shiva and Uma. Jyoti Sham refers to Jivan Mukta Jnanis. Mahatmanam refers to persons who have no interest in liberation, the devotees like Sanaka. So here's the verse. Muktanam api siddhanam narayana parayana. You familiar with that verse? Very celebrated verse. It's a very important verse in the whole sixth canto. Narayana parayana. Vasudeva Parayana is spoken many times, like six, seven times, and it's an important phrase. This is spoken by Lord Shiva to Parvati just after King Chitraketu was cursed by Parvati to become a demon, and he became Vritrasura. So after he departs King Chitraketu to go back to his abode to become a demon, Lord Shiva says, you said he was an offender, but you're the offender. Because just see what his qualification is. He is this Narayana Parayana Bhakta. Muktanam api siddhanam Narayana Parayana Sudurlabha Prashantatma Kotishvapi Mahamune. Among many millions who are liberated and perfect in knowledge of liberation, one may be a devotee of Lord Narayana or Krishna. Such devotees who are fully peaceful are extremely rare. I know some devotees that are not extremely peaceful. But there are some, and they're extremely rare. That's Narayana Parayana. That's how you become fully peaceful. Among all the sages, the devotees are considered the greatest. Above Vaikuntha planet is the planet of the cows. The eternal spiritual devatas, spiritual devatas, Sadhya. The root forms of the devatas of the material world protect Goloka as the Dikpalas. Remember that? So, Earth, Goloka, and Krishna. He's the protector of Gokula. From the Rig Veda. These great souls, eternally accomplished beings, reside in the spiritual realm. Padma Purana says, those who are accomplished from the past, the eternal associates, whose with glorious appearance reside in that abode. We're really getting like this very elaborate description of the spiritual world and the different realms within the spiritual world. Paragraph. Goloka is famous. Goloka is all-pervading. Sarvaga. Sarvaga. Spreading itself into all objects of the material and spiritual worlds like Krishna. This Goloka is described as Mahan or great because it is not different from the form of the Lord. From Katha Upanishad, quote, the Lord, the soul, is great, unquote. It is great because it is attained after Brahman realization. Mahakasha Gataha. Akasha here refers to Brahman. Akasha Tadlingam. From Vedanta Sutra, the word Akasha denotes Brahman because of indications in the text. Goloka is situated above Vaikuntha, Mahakasha, Gataha. Hey, here we go again, another Brahma Samhita verse. But we chanted it already, Goloka Nami, Nijadami, Talejitasha. I worship the Supreme Lord Govinda, by whom respective powers are given to the abodes of Durga, Shiva, and Vishnu, which are situated below his own planet, Goloka. Above this is your destination, Goloka. This means, quote, you play in various forms in Vaikuntha, but you play in Goloka as Govinda. This place is this place is unimpeded majesty, Tapomayi. In the Sahasra Nama Bhasha, Sahasra Nama Bhasha, commentary on Vishnu Sahasra Nama Bhasha, it is also said, Paramam Yo Mahat Tapa. The Lord is supreme, great, and full of power. Tapa. Next, it is said that even the persons like Brahma cannot understand this place. That's this Harivamsa thing that Indra says even Brahma couldn't explain it. Next, he explains that the place called Gokula is the essence of all things. One can attain Swarga by sense control. One can attain Vaikuntha beyond matter. Residents of the Prema Bhaktas, having controlled minds by concentrating the mind on Vishnu with the intention of attaining Vaikuntha. Bhagavatam explains that Krishna frees the cows and all beings from the heat of the day. That's Canto 10, text, chapter 35. Krishna frees the cows and all beings from the heat of the day. It's like even when it's in summer in Vrindavan, it's like an oven. But Krishna made it cool. Or at least not oven-like. The place by its very nature destroys all problems for all the inhabitants of Raja because it is controlled by the actions of persons dedicated to serving there with suitable mood, the protectors of Goloka. This place is difficult to attain because of the rarity of this type of mood. Paragraph. This place, Gokula, is protected by you. For example, you lifted up Govardhan to protect it. We're almost done. He's on a roll, though. We got to keep going. If the literal meaning is taken, there is contradiction, because Satyaloka is not above Swarga, rather Maharloka is above, like the next one in line. The moon is also below Dhruvaloka. Dhruvaloka, where Dhruva went. The positioning of Dhruvaloka is above Swarga, but below Maharloka. You know, the planetary system, the TOVP, is going to have a rotating three-dimensional thing moving. And it's Bhuvar and Swargaloka. That's the moving part. Above that's not moving. The chandelier example is from what we see in the sky. That's planets that are in those three planetary regions. And the moon is in those, in Swarga. So the moon is below Dhruvaloka in the chandelier model or in the structure of the universe. The moon is also below Dhruvaloka, and the sadhyas are not qualified to serve in Satyaloka. The material plane of the cows cannot be all-pervading. What's the material plane of the cows? According to our acharyas, I learned this from reading these things. After Brahma, after Indra made his boo-boo, and he realized what a mistake he made, he went to Brahma, what to do, what to do. Brahma said, you did it again, Indra, we need to learn. But here's a solution. You bring... Don't go alone to apologize. Krishna may not even talk to you. Just bring one of his dear devotees. And who's more dear to Krishna than Surabhi? Let's go. So they went to Surabhi. But now Surabhi, Indra doesn't have the eligibility to go to Goloka. So he went, according to our acharyas, he went to a planet where Surabhi resides in heaven. So that's what's being spoken of here. There's the material abode of Surabhi, and then there's the Goloka abode of Surabhi. The material plane of the cows cannot be all-pervading. The place is most surprising, Goloka, and difficult to understand. Thus, Goloka must not be a material place. And the planet, the place where Putana attained liberation and which remains eternally while appearing within the material world in the form of Vrindavan, gives mercy to the jivas in the world, which is protected personally by you and which destroys the suffering of the cows and other inhabitants, is the residence of the determined and disciplined devotees. Its appearance in the material world is not different from its form in the spiritual world, since it possesses inconceivable shakti, like the Lord. It can therefore appear in unlimited forms and still be located in one place, as one object, like logic-defying or three-dimensional space-defying. Paragraph. In describing the glories of Dwaraka, it is shown that different times, like morning and evening, were present simultaneously. That's Narada's experience going to visit Dwaraka. The appearance of Goloka situated above all else indicates its majesty. However, actually it pervades everywhere. In the forests of Vrindavan, the Kadamba trees, unknown on earth, untouched by material senses and objects, are eternally perfect. Quoting Varaha Purana, "Oh, large-eyed woman, the wise see something very astonishing there in front of the lake of Kaliya. There is a huge, pure Kadamba tree with hundreds of branches and sweet fragrance, all year attractive and cool. It continues to flower. All the directions are illuminated by this tree. Oh, earth, listen. As I explain something astonishing there, men who are absorbed in service to me attain that place. Near to the north of that place, there is an Ashok tree emanating coolness. On the 12th day of the waxing moon of the Vaishakha month, the tree blooms at noon, giving bliss to my devotees." This is cool, even in the month of Vaishakha. "Except for my pure devotee, no one knows this." That's Varaha Purana. Here's Adi Varaha Purana. Quote, "The bridge built for Krishna's pastimes destroys the greatest of sins, having constructed a lookout pavilion there for playing. The Lord, holder of the club, goes there in a moment's time every day, enjoying with his cowherd friends eternally." Should I end? It's already 8:35. We can continue tomorrow because it goes on. Oh, it's almost over. Okay. Again, referring to Brahma Samhita, Goloka Eva Nivasat Yakila Bahuto. Krishna resides in Goloka regarding the inhabitants as his very self. In Skanda Purana, it says, quote, "Pure Vrindavan is protected by Vrinda. The Lord is situated there, and it is worshipped by Brahma, Shiva, and others." Skanda Purana. Gotamiya Tantra says, quote, "This pleasant Vrindavan is my only abode. There, all cows, animals, birds, insects, humans are without death. Those who live under my mercy come to my abode on dying. The daughters of the cowherd men live in my abode, completely giving up all connections. They serve me continually. This place, measuring 5 yojanas, is not different from my body. The Yamuna, flowing with the sweetest nectar, is the Shushumna, or the central nerve, of that body. All the devas and elements exist there with spiritual forms. The embodiment of all devas, I do not leave that forest for a moment, though I appear and disappear in this world age after age. But the radiant forest full of pleasure is invisible to the material eye." That's Gotamiya Tantra. Then he's going to explain. Krishna, who plays eternally with his associates in Goloka, which is a particular manifestation of Vrindavan manifesting within invisible forest on earth, uppercut pastimes, appears sometimes with his associates in the material world with visible form, prakat pastimes. These associates are eternally present with Krishna. This is understood from the scriptures, which describe worship of Krishna with his devotees. When the associates appear in many forms, just as Vasudeva appeared in 16,000 forms, should be Vasudeva, appeared in 16,000 forms along with his queens in Dwaraka at each wedding, the Lila Shakti controlled by prema, to nourish the rasa of the pastimes, produces a separate identity for each form, which does not search out the other forms. This is the 16,000. Since they do not make us, they do not make use of their eternal powers at that time. Two more short passages and we're done. Krishna showed them Goloka, a special manifestation of Vrindavan situated here, Uprakat Vrindavan. Since the forms of Prakat and Uprakat Vrindavan are actually not different, he did not reveal intimate associates other than the cowherd men who were observing the place. Parentheses, since those intimate associates would be their Uprakat duplicates. Final paragraph. Thus, the personifications of the scriptures who were praising Krishna were not intimate associates, similar to regular Vandis, that means general singers of prayers, who travel from place to place. Having the cowherds see the scriptures praise Krishna was to establish his credibility. Kind of, we read verses from the Bhagavatam glibly or quickly or superficially, and that's okay. There's purification, just like chanting Maha Mantra inattentively has purification, but chanting attentively has another effect. And our acharyas are so dedicated to Krishna and accessing him and through the name and through the Srimad Bhagavatam and through their deity forms, they have a lot to say about what their experience is and what Krishna is showing and the meanings of things. And Nana Shastra Vichara Naika Nipuno Sadharma Samastapako. They're very familiar with the scriptures. And they enjoy churning topics of Krishna. The first time I visited Vrindavan was 1974, I think. 73 or 74. And it was 1 year after Prabhupada had spent some time with the devotees, taking those that were part of his, what he called, World Sankirtan Party to India, and then they toured around India doing Sankirtan in the public places and made a big stir, and then big pandal programs and home programs like six a day, and there was like very incredible experience. And he took the devotees to Vrindavan and he showed them the places of Vrindavan. Of course, who knows what that was like, because he lived there and he knew Krishna. So the next year there was the first Mayapur Vrindavan festival. Maybe it was a year after that. Anyways, so Gurudas was the one who was taking the devotees to these places. And I remember very clearly going to the Radha Damodar temple, and what you see today is not what would exist at them. I mean, today is like all kinds of things where Rupa Samadhi and his Bhajan Kutir is now something else. But so we did the parikrama around the deities, and the parikrama around the deities included at that time, when you go on the backside, there was a very large wooden slabs, and then there was this hollow place underneath the large wooden slabs. And Guru Das told us that the Goswamis would go to that place in the summer because it was cool underneath the wooden slabs behind Radha Damodar. And they would meet regularly and discuss Krishna Katha in the heat of the summer. Now that's all gone, but that was there. I mean, I don't know if there's pictures of it, but I remember specifically. We didn't go down, we were told that's what it was. So they loved coming together. Katayantascha mam nityam trushanti cha ramanti cha. They loved coming together and discussing. And who knows, you know, if there had been these video recorders at that time, what that would have been like. But they didn't need recorders. They just had, you know, perfect memories. And discussing topics and going deeper and deeper and plunging into the ocean of Hari Katha or Krishna Katha. And then, under the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, writing books to share everything. So with great resources of the scriptures at their fingertips, they didn't need a computer that has, they just had memories that was just they didn't need computers. Or to make scriptural references, they knew. And not only they knew the references, but they knew the meaning of the references. So that's what we're getting from our acharyas. And they're you know, very mercifully sharing this with the world for posterity. We're the posterity people. And, you know, it's wonderful. Their gift is wonderful, and receiving their gift is wonderful. With great gratitude, let it touch our hearts and feel very grateful for what they're giving. And what they're giving is Lord Chaitanya's gift, which is Brajaprema. All the other cantos lead to that. That's where the train goes when you get on board. It takes you to Prajaprema. That's the Bhagavatam. And that's our chanting process, also connected with the Bhagavatam and deity worship and everything. We follow the vittis and we know where the train's going. And all aboard. So it's already late. So any discussion? Comments?
We have one question online.
Okay, go ahead.
From Sanchari. So we say that Goloka is the highest realm, greater than any other Vaikuntha planet. At the same time, for individual devotees, a certain Vaikuntha planet might be the greatest, because it could be their original home. Meaning that someone might naturally be a Narsimha or Rama Bhakta, and they aren't looking for something any greater.
Fine.
How do we understand this?
Easy. It's their nature. That's easy.
Is our being in this disciplic succession mean that our original home is Goloka, and that is why we say it is the topmost?
Well, yes and no. Commonly yes, but not necessarily. Saying not necessarily means, like Murari Gupta, very dear to Lord Chaitanya and vice versa, and he was Ram Bhakta. And Ram Leela and Ram Bhakti is not part of Goloka, but he was part of Lord Chaitanya's intimate followers. And Srivas Pandit, one of the Panchatattva, intimate associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was a Vaikunthavasi. That description of the festival of Lakshmi coming out of the temple after Rath Yatra, and that whole display, and his saying, just see the opulence of my goddess of fortune. There's no such opulence like this in Vrindavan. And he went on and on. So anyway, so there are intimate associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is not part of Vaikuntha or Ayodhya, and they have a place in Lord Chaitanya's association. Okay, yeah.
I thought this was pretty interesting to hear about how Gokula, Bama Vrindavan, is greater than Goloka.
There's a manifest intimacy that we heard some descriptions that are not found in Goloka. There's intimacy, there's sweetness, and there's special sweetness.
Then that description of how the personified Vedas are worshiping and praising Krishna in Goloka, I think right at the very end here we heard that that was just to point out that Krishna is unique.
Yes, yes.
Because our understanding is that Goloka doesn't have that sort of Vaishnava, right?
Hmm. Interesting point. I think that's correct. I'm pausing. But I think that's correct. Now, go back to the comment. Even in his earthly pastimes, the Prakat Gokul pastimes, Krishna shows Aishwarya, like many times. But it's not; it doesn't stick because the Madhurya is so strong. Yeah, it could be similar, yes. But, you know, we don't find that particular display of Aishwarya, of personified Vedas, glorifying Krishna in Gokula, in his Prakat Lila. There's no indication of that pastime taking place. So it could be something similar. Just there's the, is there, you know, Varuna kidnapping Nanda? Is that in Goloka? There's no description. And in Goloka, does the pastime of Krishna showing Goloka to the residents of Goloka? I mean, how the two correspond? The main message is they're not different, and repeatedly. Our acharyas are describing, like this Harivamsa reference, Gokula is sweeter still. And there's gives some indicators of sweeter still means, like what? I mean, one of the things is the sweetness of the mercy of Krishna extending to the persons of this world, where he's attracting their hearts and their minds to his spiritual realm, and that's a sweetness. Like Mahabharanyaya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is more merciful than Krishna, who is not different than, because he extends that mercy. It's like that. He's extending that sweetness. And other examples that we read. Yeah.
We have two questions from Archana Vaidya. First,
we can count on her having questions.
Did Goswamis preach mainly by writing books? How else did they preach?
By instructing people. They instructed people. They instructed the Vrijvasis, instructed people who came to, you know, instructed people. And they instructed by their example.
How can I understand that my intention of preaching is compassion or pleasure of my Guru Maharaj and not something else?
Well, you can count on everything that we do is mixed. That's a simple one. Until we become pure. And when we become pure, the focus doesn't go on us, the focus goes on the object of service and being an instrument of the object of service. And there's nothing else. The mind doesn't wander. Anything here? You got the answer to your question? You saw?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
So Guru Maharaj, the prakat Gokula is sweeter and superior, at least in some sense.
Yes. There are aspects of sweetness that are even greater.
Yeah. So is that eternally existing?
Yes. It manifests, it comes manifest from the uppercut stage.
So only once in a day of Brahma it appears? Is it
yes.
The whole time?
Yes. Okay. Srila Prabhupada, key?